Chapter 2, A Mysterious Murder. Victor started reading the letter.
Dear cousin, thanks to Henry, we know that you are fine now, but please write to us and come back home. I have so many things to tell you. It's from my Elizabeth, Henry.
Go on reading.
Your brothers are growing up so fast. Ernest would like to become a soldier, and William, oh, he's such a lovely child. Do you remember when our governess, Justine Moritz, came to our house? Her mother didn't treat her well, so your mother brought her here. Now, after a short stay at her house, Justin is going to be part of our family again. She's so kind. It's so nice to hear from them. Thank you, Henry. I know you always wrote to them. Poor Elizabeth. I need to write back immediately. They must be so worried.
After 2 weeks, Victor felt better and wanted to take control of his life again. But he felt bad every time he saw something that made him think about his past studies.
I can't even look at a chemical instrument, Henry.
No worries, Vic. We'll leave and I'll find a new flat for you.
Henry can't understand. But I can't confess my secret. If I do, I will never be able to forget those memories. No, I can't tell him.
After some time, Victor was ready to go back home, so Henry asked him to spend the last few days doing something together.
I've found happiness again, thanks to you. But it's time to say goodbye to these places.
I'll miss you so much, Vic. Listen, before leaving, why don't we go for a walk around Ingolstadt?
What a great idea. I love walking, especially in good company.
The days passed happily, and Victor forgot all about his negative thoughts. At least for the moment.
Oh, another letter. This time from Dad. Son, you need to know what has happened to our miserable family. Our lovely William was killed. We went for a walk. William and Ernest were playing. But after some time, Ernest couldn't find him.
In Geneva, Alphonse found William after several hours with some finger marks on his neck. Elizabeth felt guilty about William's death. It's my fault!
No, Elizabeth, it's not true.
It is! William wanted to wear one of his mother's necklaces. And now it has disappeared. The killer probably wanted it and killed him for it. Why didn't I say no to him? Why? After reading the news, Victor is desperate.
What's wrong, Victor? For goodness sake, this is terrible. What are you going to do?
I have to go to Geneva. My family needs me.
The journey was long. After 2 days in Lausanne, Victor finally arrived in Geneva. But it was night and the city gates were closed. So he decided to go to Plainpalais, where William was killed.
It's going to rain. I need to be quick. Is there someone over there? I can't believe my eyes. No, it's not possible. What is he doing there? Can he be the killer? My brother's killer? Yes, I'm sure he is. I have no doubts. No human being could do something like that to a child. I must run after that demon, but he's so fast. What have I created? Almost 2 years ago, I set a terrible creature free among society, and, well, I think he was waiting for this moment.
Victor was scared to realize that the monster was in his life again. But morning came, and after 6 years, Victor finally returned home.
Maybe I should tell my family what I know about the killer, so we can look for him. But how? Nobody will believe me. And that animal can escape so easily. Maybe it's better to keep the secret to myself.
At home, Victor hugged his brother Ernest.
Welcome back, my brother. Just 3 months ago, we were so happy, and now we are all so desperate and sad for this terrible loss.
How sad. How about our father and Elizabeth?
Well, I hope you can help Elizabeth feel better now, especially since the police have found the criminal. She still feels guilty.
Found? But nobody can catch him. I saw him last night, and he was free.
I can't understand what you're saying, but they have proof it was Justin. She was so good to all of us.
Justine? But no, this is impossible. Poor girl.
I know, but they found our mum's necklace with her own picture in Justine's pocket, so she was arrested. Poor girl. She was so sad that she looked guilty, and that was seen as proof.
You're all wrong. I know the killer. Justine is innocent.
At that moment, Sir Alphonse entered the room.
My son, even in these terrible moments, it's good to have you here again.
Papa, Victor told me he knows Will's killer.
Father, Justine is innocent.
Elizabeth arrived too. Dear cousin, maybe you will find a way to save the innocent Justine.
Dear niece, don't worry. Trust our laws. If she's innocent, everyone will know. I hope she will be set free. Miss Moritz, you spent that night out, and the following morning, someone saw you where the child was killed. How do you explain that you had the picture in your pocket, madam?
God knows that I'm innocent. That night, I had permission to visit an aunt of mine. When I came back, I knew they couldn't find William, so I went to look for him. I have nothing to say about the picture. Maybe someone put it in my pocket. I don't really know.
Many witnesses and Elizabeth herself spoke well of Justine, but it was no use.
Poor victim. She is innocent, but I know the truth. I know it's my fault. But if I confess, they will think I am a fool.
Justine was found guilty and was sentenced to death.
William and Justine are the first victims of my science. And I'm afraid this is not the end.
After that, the family decided to move to their house at Belle Reve, but everyone noticed Victor was strange. Victor, these events have changed me too, and I feel so sad, but I'm scared by what I see in your eyes. No hope and revenge. I'm worried. When he felt so bad that he couldn't go on, Victor often went walking in the Alpine valleys. But one day, he noticed someone familiar, and he was getting closer and closer.
Demon! Aren't you afraid of my revenge? Just stop, and I will kill you.
I knew it. Everyone hates me, and even you, my creator, want to kill me. Why do you play God? Anyway, if you accept my idea, I will leave all men and you at peace. If not, I will destroy everyone you love.
Horrible monster! You blame me for your creation. You think I'm the one responsible for your unhappiness. So, come here, and I will put an end to this story.
Stop, please. Listen to me. My destiny is to be desperate, but don't make things worse. Remember that you made me stronger than you. But I don't want to kill you, my lord. Make me happy, and I'll be as good as when I was born.
We're enemies. I won't listen to you. Go away or fight, and just one of us will survive.
Believe me, Frankenstein, I was kind, but everyone rejected me. I'm sad and alone, but you can help me and save the world. Listen to my story, and after that, you will decide what to do with me, your creature.
Terrible demon, you've made me so miserable. I curse my hands that gave life to you. Go away. I don't want to see how horrible you look.
Don't look at me then, but listen. Let's go to my hut. It's too cold for you. I could be good or become responsible for a disaster. It depends on you.
I'll listen to him. I need to know if he's my little brother's killer. And I also have some obligations towards my creature. I'm ready. Let's start.